Sorry about that, Daniel.
Yeah, all good, brother. Yeah, no worries.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me, sir. Do you know the address to this place? Do you know the address to this place?
It's 143.
It's 143?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's checking right now. I don't even know it.
One four three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ready? It's 143.
Okay.
Northwest.
85. Seattle, Washington.
Awesome. And do you?
Do you need the zip code?
No, I have the zip code 98117. Yeah.
Well, yeah, 98. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. You know you don't have your apartment number though, right? Right now?
Yeah, we already have it. It's 28. 28.
Okay, perfect.
I think so.
Perfect. 28.
Yeah.
Okay.
24. 24?
Okay.
I think we're 24, yeah.
Okay. If it's different, just let me know by the client interview, okay? Which I'll schedule in just a second. But I got 143
yeah.
Northwest 85th Street, Seattle 98117. The exact address he just gave, and then apartment 24.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And let me see. Okay, I have the virtual number.
You're good.
How do you spell your first name?
Pick as much as you want. We have a lot. Yeah, we do. Sorry about that, Daniel.
Oh, you're good, brother. Yeah.
Yeah. It is STI.
Okay.
VEN.
Okay.
SON.
Oh wow. Okay. They had it in here, right?
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to make sure. How do you spell your last name?
It's CARRICK.
CARRICK?
ICK, yeah.
Okay, got it. All right.
The business I would like to mention this. The business is gonna be a woman's business. I guess my wife. I'm just getting it all in her. And so that's fine. My name and all of that is fine. You know.
Yeah, the name is for account purposes through us. You know.
Yeah, that's
good. We're not gonna attach it to the 6 days cleaning name. You know, like it won't be off the business name or anything like that. You know.
It's fine, but, you know, I kind of have built the business to be a woman, you know.
Yeah,
like,
that's smart, man.
For her to be the face of it.
Yeah.
Because she's been doing it for years, you know, and they're cleaning for people and working for it. So she might as well do her own business if she knows the techniques.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to get her own business because I have my own thing that I work on. So, yeah. But it's fine either or, though. Either way.
Okay. You want me to add her as an authorized user too on this?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay. Sure. Awesome. All right. What's her first name?
Her first name is Emily.
Emily. Okay. Perfect. E-M-I-L-Y, right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I'm going to just add her right now as an authorized user. Gold in there.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so the next step for this, what I need to do is secure billing information. I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This just outlines our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month,
okay.
No contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's see. As far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My card, it's gonna be, right now it's my card, I guess.
Okay, so it's Stevenson Carrick, right? Did I say that right too? Is it Stevenson or?
No, it's Carrick. It's Stevenson, yeah, you're right, you got it right. Stevenson Carrick.
Okay. Got it. Alright. And then the billing address, is it the new address? The 143 Northwest 85th Street?
Billing address, I don't remember much. I don't know, because I moved a few times, so I don't know which building I used to work for, but I can look it up.
Okay. Yeah, so you'd have to look that up, or our system, if the address is wrong, it'll say AVS mismatch when I process it, which basically means the address is wrong. But just let me know. If you're able to look it up, too, that's easy breezy. So just let me know.
Yeah.
I figured it wasn't the new one, you know?
No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me look it up right now.
For sure. Yeah, I saw your thumbtack. It was out of Everett. So that's where you guys were before?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. You guys like it better in Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle sucks actually, but you know, we'll get along.
it's super busy there, right?
It's horrible.
Oh man.
Seattle is horrible. It's not a good place. Yeah, and people are crazy. Oh, actually it's on 3327 Hoyt Avenue.
Okay.
That's the building address right now.
327 Hoyt Avenue?
It's 3327 Hoyt Avenue.
Okay.
Everett, Washington. 98201.
Alright, let me pull it up real fast just so it'll show me. Yep, okay. 3327 Hoyt, H-O-Y-T Avenue, Everett, 98201. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. And let's see, the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Hello? Oh, sorry. My car.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. Good. That happens to me, too. The Bluetooth picked it up.
Yeah, the Bluetooth is set up.
Yeah.
So that's the recording file, but I'm going to pay it with her card.
Okay.
So, is this for two process payment today, or are you saying this is the process payment today?
It's processed today, so yeah, I need the card that you would pay, you're
okay.
going to pay with.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm paying. Okay. Let me get that for you, actually.
Okay.
Because I was going to be her card.
In your dashboard, you can always change the billing info, too, that you're using. So if you guys change the card, you could do that from your dashboard or just call me and I can do it for you too, either way, you know?
Okay. Let me call my wife real quick so she can send me all that.
Yeah.
You can stay on the phone because
cool.
I won't hang up this time. Last time I don't know why I did that. Sorry about
that. Yeah, I don't know if it was me or what happened, you know? I was like, oh man, I heard the little
it was me, but
I was like, let me call.
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry. I keep doing that sometimes. I'm thinking like I'm saying put on hold. To answer the call, but I always say hang up for some reason.
Oh,
man. It's terrible.
No, I've done it too, man. I know what you're talking about on the cell phone, you know? Yeah,
I don't like it. But real quick, and I'm going to get right back to you.
Yeah. Take your time, brother. I'll be right here.
Okay, she's sending me over that location right now, Daniel.
All right.
Oh, okay, wait.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, sir.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting on her right now. She's forwarding it to me.
Yeah, take your time, brother. Make sure to...
And what we'll do is...
The billing address, the 3327 Hoyt Avenue, or is that different?
And let me ask her. I'm pretty sure
probably.
It is, because we were living at the same spot.
Yeah. When you guys, because I'm sure eventually you'll end up changing your billing address, what you'll have to do is in your dashboard, you'll have to change that or just call me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, either way.
Okay. what we want to do is create an account with money on it for the monthly payments and stuff. Just, you know, we're going to try to probably create an account, like a business ad account.
Yeah, yeah. So when you guys do that, all you have to do is change it in your dashboard or call me. It's really easy, though. You just log into your dashboard, go to billing, and it'll let you change your card information, you know?
We'll do.
Yeah, super
easy. I'm just waiting for her real quick.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been in this business?
I've been in this industry 10 years. I've been with this company for 7 years. And I love it here, man. We've been in, the company's been around for 20. Yeah.
Wow. Did you go to school? What did you go to school for?
You know, it's crazy. I went to school for human services. It's crazy. And then I got into this, man. And outside of work, too, I coach high school football, you know? So it's crazy. I didn't expect myself to get into search engine optimization, you know? But while I was going to school, I started working here. And, I 10 years ago, I started working in this industry, and I just kept running with it, man, you know?
Well, congratulations. I love that you teach football, but that's really cool.
Yeah. No, the team I coach for, we went 10-0 this year. It's the best record the school's ever had in its history, you know? So we're having a pretty good year.
Wow.
Yeah. Playoffs start tonight.
Very good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, keep it up. I got the card information for you this time.
Oh, cool. Let me jump back over there. All right. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I think this is a Visa.
If you don't know, does it start with a 4?
It starts with a 4.
It starts with a 4. Yeah, it's a Visa then.
It is a 4.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are?
Okay. It's 4403.
Okay.
9321.
9321? Is that correct? Okay.
2541.
Okay.
Yeah. 9321. 2541.
Okay.
7195.
Got it. And the expiration date?
Expiration is 0127.
0127. Okay. And then the CVC code, the 3-digit code?
Is 967.
967. Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card, already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it'll ask you a few questions already asked. Okay? All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Six days cleaning service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Stevenson Tarek, co-owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. I got an error code. Give me 1 second. Let me see what it says here. CVV2. Okay. So I think I have the wrong CVC code. Give me 1 second. Let me just jump back over there. So the 3-digit code on the back, it's 967. Was that correct?
No.
Okay.
No, it's 957.
957. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. All right,
that's
so let's just update that and I'll process it again. On the invoice, it'll show 2 charges, but one will say failed. Okay? And I'll show you that on your invoice.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right, so going back to this voice verification, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date.
Mm-hmm.
That is November 8th, 2024, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification, but I did get a decline again. So did you verify with her? Was it the 3327 Hoyt Avenue? Was it the billing address?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a mistake. She had the wrong amount in there.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So she's transferring right now. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. No worries. While she's doing that, I'm going to get your client interview scheduled, okay? Just let me know when it's good. All right?
Okay. Gosh. So this initial payment, so that's good for a month. This one's going to a month, right? It's a monthly payment right now.
So
the first monthly payment.
Each month.
Set up everything.
And it's month to month, no contract too.
Okay, month to month, no contract.
Yes, sir.
So okay, it's each month. Oh, so basically, all right. So I'm pretty good though. I'm pretty good. I pretty much signed up on the H. So that'd be, it's whenever I pay, it'd be fine.
Exactly, yes sir, yes sir. So like if you started on the 7th, it'd be the 7th of each month, you know what I'm saying? And the 8th, the 8th of each month. So it's whenever you start. The only one that gets tricky is when it's like, if you sign up on the 31st, so some months there's not 31 days, so then it's just the last month, or the last day of the month, you know? Yeah, you're good, though. You're on the 8th, so you always know when it is.
Try again.
Okay, try again? All right, perfect.
Yeah, she can try again, yeah.
All right, give me 1 sec. Okay. You are golden. So I'll show you on your invoice. It'll show 3 charges, but 2 of them are declined, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so now I'm going to get your client interview scheduled. The way this works, okay, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so.
Give me a second real quick. I'm so sorry. Is that can I have 1 minute real quick?
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Holy.
Yep. Oh, you're good, brother. Yeah, I was just getting your notes into the text side, so it's perfect. So let me jump back over to the calendar. So the way the client interview works, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, okay?
Uh-huh.
And let me check. So their availability, the soonest appointment they have is on Monday at 7 a.m. The 8 a.m. is booked. They do have a 9 a.m., 10 a.m., hold on, and a 2 p.m. and a 3 p.m. as well. So what time on Monday works best for you? Let me ask you that.
Monday, what time's on Monday? What was the time again you have available?
It's kind of scattered. Some of the appointments are booked. So they have a 7 a.m., a 9 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 2 p.m., and a 3 p.m. appointment on Monday.
Damn, okay. And so my wife won't be able to come because she has work. So, but I'll be able to come, though. So.
Oh, that's fine. That way we just get it started, and if she wants to do any changes, already added her as an authorized user, too. So she could always call in or, you know, we'll make any changes she needs. But that initial client interview is important. That way we can just make sure we're setting up everything right, you know, for sure.
Okay, yeah. I took a 10 a.m.
10 a.m.? Okay. So what I'm going to do now, you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, okay, EN for English.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, okay, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own and make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment, okay? All right, so I got the calendar invite sent. Okay, few more questions for the tech side, too. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Both are good because we can check on each.
Perfect. And let me see. Target area, I'm just going to double check it. So you want Seattle to Lake Stevens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I had that right. Okay. And then, let's see, Facebook, you said you already currently have a business Facebook page, right?
Facebook, yeah, we had.
Okay, you have. Let me see if it's still up. One second.
How do we do that?
6-8-3 Facebook. I don't see one for you. Give me a second. Okay. Let me run a scan real fast. Make sure there's not one out there. If there isn't one, what we'll do is we'll just create you a business page and we'll send you the ownership for the page too. Okay. So give me 1 second though. Let me just make sure you don't have one out there.
So I'm pretty sure I had her create one.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a full scan on the business right now. And if there's one out there, it's going to show me for sure. So just give me one quick sec. I just got to enter the info in. You probably use the 360 number, right, on the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if she did. Okay.
All right, scanning right now, so let's see if we find it.
So in the because our Google account is not up yet, I gotta look for it. I gotta go to my computer.
We're gonna do that for you too.
So,
yeah.
You said the verification time is
7 to 14 days. Yes, sir.
7 to 14 days. So in that meantime, if we're going that route, what do we do? What do we do in terms of advertising? What do we do? Like,
The first thing you're going to want to do is make sure you go to that client interview, obviously, right? That way we can set all the keywords and everything up, okay? And then you're going to also, like, over this weekend, you want to start getting us photos, you know, any videos, et cetera. And I'm going to show you in a second, I'm going to walk you through how to log into your dashboard. That way you could start getting that stuff to us so we could use it for all your listings we're creating. Okay, so I'll show you exactly what to do, you know? Go ahead.
Okay. She said she did make an account again. We keep forgetting our password to them. She did make a Facebook for.
She did make a Facebook
page.
But
I guess she said she did, and I guess we just forget everything, but.
Okay, 6 days clear.
I can make all new accounts today with satellite everything down.
Yeah, we might have to create, because it's not showing on here. We'll try to find it, though. So you guys aren't able to log into the business page, is what it sounds like, right? To add us as a manager? Okay. So what I'd recommend to you to just kind of speed it up, we'll create you a whole new business page, and we'll send you the ownership of your business page.
Okay.
So, and we don't like go into your personal page or anything like that. We just send you to your personal page. We'll send you an ownership request for your business page so that you own it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want us to send it to your Facebook page or hers?
Hers.
Okay, got it. And hers is under, let me see, da-da-da-da. It's Emily, right, Carrick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Babiak. That's what's her number.
Okay, hold on. Let me redo that. Emily
Biak.
Biak. Got it. So Emily Biak. Is that right?
Yeah. Ibaak. Babiak.
Okay, hold on. I keep messing it up. One more time, sorry. My bad, bro.
Her last name on there is Babiak. B-A-B-I-A-K.
Got it. Okay. Third time's a charm for me, brother. let me see. Emily, too, is that E-M-I-L-Y?
Yeah, E-M-I-L-Y, yeah.
Okay. Did she, let me see, she went to Ontario Tech University? Does that sound right, or?
No.
Okay,
no,
hold on. Let me search in Everett real quick. Hold on. Everett. Washington.
Let me see. She sent me a link.
I think I found it right now. Seattle Pacific University, lives in Seattle, Washington?
No.
No? Okay.
Actually, I don't know Washington. Let's get this shit myself, because I have a business Facebook account for my little junk removal, so.
Okay,
That's why. My personal one, I literally lost my account information, so I have been able to log into my personal Facebook and, like, I don't know, going to 6 months.
What about forget password? That doesn't work for you?
Man, I forgot the original email I created when I was 18.
Okay,
all of my accounts.
That's terrible,
and
man.
And because I'm not smart enough to have remembered what it was.
I do the same stuff, man. My wife has all my passwords written down, you know, and what's the worst is when they make you change them. Like my work one, like it makes me change it every so often. I hate that. You know what I'm saying? Because then I forget what that is, you know. But I feel your pain though on it for sure, man.
I'm so tired of it. And on top of that, I just realized Emily doesn't have. I think she only has the Texan version of Google Message or Facebook Message or something. So that means she doesn't have her account right now.
Okay.
Or
so what you?
I have to have her.
What we'll do, we're going to create a business page and start running the ads. What you need to have her do, though, is create a personal page. She doesn't even have to use the personal page. but she's going to want it so we could send her the ownership of her business page. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Yeah, just have her create that, like, over the weekend, you know? But we'll get rolling on creating the business page right away, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that, didn't you?
Yeah, got you. Okay. All right, so let me explain these emails to you, too. Okay, so you should have three from Local Splash Support. The first one, if you can, pull up the Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, let's change.
I'll walk you through these things, too. I'll make it easy.
Local Steven to get your Google business. No, not that one.
Nah.
Local Splash for your client dashboard, not for the client dashboard. Okay. Thank you for your choosing Google.
That's the one.
The invoice. Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead and click where it says click here. Yep. And that's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay. This is everything you're paying for in writing. I always like to recap it, you know? So you're going to see Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That's that map section on Google we've been talking about, okay? Directory submissions, you're going to see the main directories we're submitting you to, same ones I went over with you, okay? The next one I want to go over, so you're going to see My Site Custom Website. You guys already have a website, so I'm just going to link your site to your name all across the internet. Okay, so just ignore that one.
Okay.
All right. Then you'll see Facebook business page access and Facebook ads. Those are those Facebook ads we were talking about. Okay. Google ads and Google guaranteed. Those are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. So just like I said, you can upgrade in the future. That's what those are talking about is Google ads and Google guaranteed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pay-per-click, pay-per-lead, you know. So it's not in the program right now, but you can upgrade in the future if it's needed, okay? Google Workspace is optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over that with you in the client interview. Advanced reporting is your tracking system. That's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into, okay? Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. SMS communication, pretty self-explanatory. We'll send you a text if you don't answer, you know. Delivery dates and client responsiveness. So that I wanted to go over too. 7 to 10 days from startup, your directory submissions will be done, okay? 7 to 14 days from startup, your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. Your social media ads will be running, okay? For you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline you have in writing is 45 to 60 days, okay? All right. And then you're going to see that everything is month to month here, no contracts, and what goes where, okay? So at the bottom, after you reviewed everything, it's going to have you check a few boxes, okay? And then it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. Once you do that, Stevenson, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That will be for your tracking and reporting system. Just let me know when you're on that screen, and I'll have the username and password ready for you. Let me know if you have any questions, too, on there, you know?
Yeah, okay, let's see. Okay. Hold on here. Okay. Put it here and type your name. Okay.
If you're doing it on your phone, you have to turn it sideways, too, to hit the confirm button.
Oh,
I had a client tell me that.
Yeah, it's like that. That's crazy.
They're working on fixing that right now, actually.
I was scrolling down, and it got stuck.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. That's why I told you right now, I was turning sideways. I had a client, thank God, tell me, because You know, when it first happened, we, you know, like, okay, whatever. We just tried to bypass it, you know, but, they're getting it fixed right now. Luckily, one of my clients told me though, he's like, Dan, you just turn it sideways and then it's, you know, I was like, oh, cool.
Just work.
All right. So, you're on the username password screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, your does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appeared.
Oh, okay.
You have it as Tarek. It's Tarek. Tarrick.
Okay, okay.
Tarrick.
Yeah, I messed that up. My bad, brother. Is the first name right?
Okay. Yeah, first name is good.
Okay. What's the last name again? How do you spell it? My bad.
It's with a P. Tarrick.
P.
It's,
okay.
Everything's right, but with the P, yeah.
Oh, dang, man. Okay, okay, okay. Hold on. Let me click update. I got to change it on both ends real fast. Hold on. Update. My bad. All right. And then go ahead and click refresh, and it should update on your end, too.
Okay.
My bad. Sorry about that, man.
Hey, everybody can be a Tarrick once in a while.
Well, man, a lot of times the, you know, the C and the P and the E, like, they all sound the same, you know? So I was like, you know, so I just rolled with Tarrick. I was like, all right, that's got to be it.
I'm sure I can't use it everywhere, but today I will use it here. Oh.
All right.
Okay, so I got to go.
Username, password? Okay. Welcome so your username, really easy to remember. It's your phone number, okay? No spaces, all 10 digits. So 425-508-3977.
Thank you.
All right. Password. I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to spell it, okay? It's all lowercase letters, so no capital letters in it, okay? It's web video. So W like William.
Mm-hmm.
E like Echo. B like Bravo. V like Victory.
Mm-hmm.
I like Indio. D like Delta. E like Echo. O like Oscar.
Thank you very much. I let you, you know, finish saying it. I've already been logged in.
Oh, have you? Oh, my man, you're on it. Okay, okay, okay. Hey, good stuff, brother. I appreciate you, man. Oh, I wish you would have just told me, man. I was running out of words for the letters. okay, so you're going to see, it should say we're working on your account, right? Are you on that?
Yes.
Okay, so do you see where it says if you want to add some photos, click here?
The import?
No.
No, that's
you might have X'd out of it. So do you see where it says business info on the left-hand side?
Profile. Let's see. Oh, yeah, business info, yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on business info.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what I want you to do, all this they're going to fill in after the client interview. But go ahead and scroll all the way to the bottom, okay? And you're going to see media, okay? So media, that's where you want to add your logo, business photos, any business videos you might have, right? That's what we're going to use for all your listings, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, below media, you're going to see business documents, okay? So these are not what we use for your listings. These are what we use for a claim process or an advanced verification when needed, okay? So if you click the little plus sign under business documents, it's going to pull up add a new document, okay? Now, you may not have all of this, okay? Anything you do have, you can submit it. Anything you don't have, just skip it. So it'll say business registration, business license and or insurance, tools and equipment, work vehicle, business card, invoice, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So anything you have on there, you can submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it, okay? But the first thing we're going to try is the video verification, okay? Those documents are important, though, just in case an advanced verification is needed. Okay.
Okay.
Any questions for me on that?
So, okay. So, business license, which is I got. So, the business license, tools and equipment, we have a car for that. Vehicle with license plate, yeah, we have that. Okay. So, you need all of, just as much as I
No, have. Whatever you have. Yeah. And so, I had a client one time. He was like, man, Dan, I was just waiting. He needed an advanced verification because he was a locksmith, you know. He was like, man, I was waiting to have everything, you know. And you don't need to send everything, you know. Just send what you have, you know. I follow it up with him, though. So he's like, okay, cool. And he just attached it. But basically, whatever you have, submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. And we'll shoot that over to Google directly. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. Last year.
Okay. So just to clarify, you know, the media portion, those are what we use for your clients to see, okay? The business documents portion,
mm-hmm.
that's for an advanced verification on Google, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now I want to show you how to always be able to get back to your password, okay? So do me a favor, go back to your emails and go to the email that says welcome to Local Splash.
Okay. Welcome. Oh, I see. Welcome. Yeah, welcome.
Okay. And then if you scroll down a bit, it's going to show you your username and password. Okay?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. My man. All right. And, hey, listen, if you ever forget your password, just call me. You know, like if you lose that email and you don't know it, like I could always reset it for you if needed. Okay?
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I'm on your team, man. The other email, so the last one, you're going to see action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, okay? Those are those advanced verification pictures we were talking about, and it has a link on there. Mm-hmm. When you click on that link, it's going to take you right back to the business document portion of the dashboard, okay? All right, so when you sign up with us, you get all these emails, so I always like to prioritize it, okay? The main thing you want to do over the weekend is do the media, so we have photos to use for your listings, and then also do the business documents. That way we could do the advanced verification to get you faster placement, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for me right now?
I got to do this weekend, on media, business, I got to, yeah, sorry about that. I got to, make sure I do that. Okay. Sounds good. I will definitely do that.
Easy breezy, brother. If you, and I'm going to tell you this too, like I tell all my clients, if you ever have any questions, right, don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, all I'm right. excited so much. I'm glad that I'm able to call. Matter of fact, you know, I'm pretty sure you probably work with my friend Jay Ibrahim, Joshua Ibrahim. He has
Joshua Ibrahim.
I think his business junk to junk.
Junk to junk. Let me see.
He uses you guys. Yeah. Junk to junk.
Is it the number two? Junk to junk?
Yeah, no, it's actually junk that junk. Oh, now I got you stuck in numbers, huh?
You do. You do. Because when I first did yours, man, I did S-I-X, you know? Junk to junk. Let me find it real quick.
It's junk. It's junk. And then in the D-A, junk.
Got it.
I think you guys got it. So.
Yep. Chantel Barton?
Yeah, Chantel Barton.
Okay. Cool, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, it's my really good friend. So that's his wife. So, yeah, I was like, okay, well, maybe that's how I need to begin to get our businesses off the ground enough to invest in you guys' team because I heard you guys are really good in optimizing, you know, their search.
Yeah, we work really hard for our clients, man. So you'll definitely be in good hands with us. And like I said, if you ever have any questions, you know, all you got to do is call. You want changes, anything at all, and we'll get it done for you for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you guys are way more better than my phone bill, which is basically the same price, $100 less.
Right.
Horrible, but I'm
sure. Yeah, phone bills can get expensive on you real quick. Too, I don't even know what mine is.
Oh, man, don't ask me, and I will tell you. And I will even ask you because it's too ridiculous. So I need to spend money on things that will get me, you know, my business off the ground. So I'm going to definitely be a good client with you guys, making sure that, you know, your services are being appreciated, as well as I look forward to see what's next. And I'm not talking too much. My last question would be, so while you guys do all of that, while I'm on Google and on Facebook, these are services that I'm also paying for as well, too, right?
So no, it's included.
Do I run ads on? Am I
also? No, everything's included.
That's included?
Yeah, yeah. So we're not running Google ads for you. We're not running Google ads for you. Like, you can upgrade to that if you want, okay? Or you can run them on your own even, too. But we are running the Facebook ads for you. So you're not being charged separately by Facebook and Google. Like, it's all inclusive with what we're doing.
Oh, you got Facebook. Okay, so you guys are going to target for me on Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, Google Ads is a separate.
Yeah, so you're going to get the Google map listing where we're targeting you in the map section, right, as a top recommended option. And obviously that takes time too, right? That's the timelines I went over with you.
Uh-huh.
But you could always upgrade to Google Ads too if you wanted like more results further out. And we have a really good program called Google Guarantee, which is a pay-per-lead service. So you could always upgrade to that in the future as well if you wanted to.
Okay, so, but when you guys optimize me on Google, it's like when people target a certain area with keywords, then I'll pop up as well too, right?
Correct.
Okay, sounds
good.
Sir.
Sounds good. Yes, sir. Yep, we got you covered. And then the ads and Google Guaranteed, though, that's where you could target, like, specific zip codes even. I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here. So, basically, we'll see how you do on this package, and then I'll be the one calling you in the future, like, hey, letting you know about that platform too. You know?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take care of you for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Got you, brother. All right. So I'm going to get all your notes over your tech, right?
I got you too.
I'm really thorough on that stuff. And if you ever have any questions, I said, just ask, brother. I got you, okay? All right.
Thank you. So I'm going to do everything that you recommended. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that all those informations get in there by the end of this week.
Yeah.
And I talk to you. Well, the appointment is set yet?
Yeah, set 10 a.m. on Monday.
Set for Monday?
Yes, sir. 10 a.m. on Monday.
It's already set for Monday, right? For 10?
Yes, sir.
10 a.m. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, and I'll try to be available
excuse
to
me.
Interview.
What do I know where to go? What do I know?
Oh, we call you. We're going to call you from our 877 number. Yeah, it'll be over the phone.
The number. Okay, that's a call. It's a virtual online.
No. It's just over the phone.
Is it online or am I going to a physical location?
No. It's just over the phone. We're gonna call you for the client interview. Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, it's over the phone.
Sorry about that.
You
were
call
you
for
my
the client interview. So it's not like
over the phone.
Yeah, it's not like what is that called? Zoom or anything like that. It's we call you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, brother. Congratulations again, man. I'm going to get all your notes over, and I look forward to speaking with you on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Yes, sir, yourself. Take care.
All right. Likewise.